attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2909. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Imagine a time when the White House is once again occupied by a friend of liberty. Now, you may think I'm talking about electing Republicans. I'm not. I'm talking about electing lovers of liberty. It isn't good enough to pick the lesser of two evils. We must elect men and women of principle and conviction and action who will lead us back to greatness.
Time for some political healing. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow.
CPAC, Rand Paul. Wow. He goes into the Republican lion's den and says, this isn't about electing Republicans. This is about electing lovers of liberty.
What a thing.
Two of my favorite L words. Two of my favorite L words, love and liberty. I mean, what's he trying to do? What's he trying to do? Actually convince people it's about freedom and love. Oh, my gosh. Vitamin L. Of course, you know, there's still going to be haters. There are a lot of folks on the political right and left that really don't love liberty. They'll talk a good game, but they are just going to, you know, pretend that he is some type of evil, I don't know, man who wants to roll back the time of America when there's slavery. You're going to hear those folks out there. And this is so far from the message. Now, granted, I'm not a big proponent of being actively engaged in politics, because I think it tends to degrade and intoxicate you more than it tends to uplift you. There have been very few people in our history that have been able to dive into the lion's den of politics and come out unscathed or principled as they went in. We've said it for many years. Ron Paul, one of those folks that went in and got out and never seemingly compromised those principles. Rand Paul doing his level best in a more politically astute way, perhaps, to dive into those waters, those shark-infested political waters, and try to bring a little bit more liberty, maybe a little love out there. And what do you think? CPAC, he won the poll. 31% said he's our guy. Chris Christie was way down at the bottom at 8%, it looks like. And, you know, it's an interesting thing to go into CPAC and say this is not about electing Republicans. Pretty gutsy of him.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, listen, we've talked about it before that we were really pushing for Ron Paul. Okay. Ron Paul was an all or nothing guy. Now, Rand Paul, you've got a bit more of a, I guess he's, what would you say? He's kind of like Ron Paul light, where he.
Well, nuanced.
He holds to a lot of what it is that Ron Paul stood for, but he's also a little bit more compromising in some areas that maybe he can get away with in order to be able to work with the system enough in order to be effective. Would that sound accurate?
Oh, there's a pragmatism that is annoying to many of those that appreciated Ron Paul, because he wasn't pragmatic about it. He was like, nope, these are the principles, take them or leave them. I'm not sugarcoating them. I'm not watering them down. Rand Paul is more astute as a politician. He knows how to build bridges, and even Ron did. Let's be honest. Ron was able to work with those on the political left and the political right when they found alignment. But Ron never compromised. If he was working with someone on the left, they might have disagreed completely on economics, but he'd still find a way to work with them, for instance, on freedom in terms of, I don't know, social issues, perhaps. And then he'd find, of course, alignment on economics with those on the political right who really disliked him because of his non-interventionist foreign policy, which is not the same as isolationist, because isolation means you're not engaging. He just said, let's not engage militarily without a declaration of war by Congress, which, again, is another point that Rand Paul seems to agree with his old man, even though the neocons are having a harder time discrediting Rand, because Rand's pretty sneaky, if I can call it that, in the way he communicates on this. Now,
yeah.
When we go into Obama, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, yes, this is true, but he won the straw poll. And I'll tell you what, he had some really, really impressive stuff to say at CPAC.
Yeah, in fact, I want to hear some of it. One of the red meat scenarios at a CPAC is always, if there's a Democrat president, you throw them the red meat and say how bad the Democrat president is. And he does acknowledge that, but he does so in a historical perspective, perhaps, a little bit more, a larger perspective. It's not just picking on one guy, which I appreciate. So, Tom, if you can ready clip number 6, just let me know when you're ready to go on that. And then we're going to start with some of the CPAC perspectives from Rand Paul's presentation there. So let's go ahead and run clip 6.
How will history remember Barack Obama? To those who had hoped that President Obama would somehow be a champion of civil liberties, Roger Waters might ask, did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Did they get you to exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead role in a cage? I don't question President Obama's motives, but history will record his timid defense of liberty.
Dude, that had to be the coolest thing ever. At CPAC, Rand Paul quotes Roger Waters and Pink Floyd. Come
right.
on. That does not happen. That does not happen. That's a historical shift in what it might mean to be a small government conservative. But then we want to cross over the political aisle, because here's another aspect of Obama that the political left does not like, and the paleo-conservative, we call it in the Ron Paul Rand Paul school of conservatism, more liberty-minded. This is where we should see the bridging of the gap from right to left. And this goes into clip number 7 here about indefinite detention. Who's for indefinite detention, huh? Is Obama for it? Go ahead, Rand Paul, clip number 7.
When Congress passed legislation allowing for the indefinite detention of an American citizen without a trial, he shamefully signed it while promising not to use such a power. A great president, though, would have risen to the occasion. Instead of merely suggesting that he wouldn't use this dreaded power, a great president would have taken pen in hand and vetoed this abomination.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, the thing is, does anybody doubt that Rand Paul wouldn't be willing to stand up, even if it's unpopular, to say, I'm not signing it, or just because, you know, because Obama signs it and says, I promise I'll never use it. Well, then why sign it? Because what about the guy next or the gal next who's going to use it? That's cowardly, in my opinion. So
no, he called him out. He called him out good. And, I mean, that is a great point to make, that if he were a great president, he would stand against it. But he didn't. He just went along with it and set the precedent, like he's talking about, for this to be abused later on.
Remember, the precedent he also said, besides quoting Pink Floyd at CPAC, was he's talking about not necessarily electing Republicans, but electing Republicans or Democrats. It doesn't matter. It was like not said, but lovers of liberty. Lovers of liberty. Let's get ready, clip 8, because we got to get to something else that the right and left should agree upon, something called the right to trial. Go ahead with clip number 8, Rand Paul.
Our forefathers fought for the right to trial by jury so that not one innocent man would be wrongly imprisoned. Remember Richard Jewell? Everybody thought he was the Olympic bomber. He was convicted on television with no jury, no trial. Only problem was, he didn't do it. Had he been a black man in the South in 1920, he might not have lived to prove his innocence. Anyone with a memory of the times in our history when we didn't adequately defend everyone's rights, when we didn't adequately defend everyone's right to a fair and impartial trial, should stand now and be heard. We must defend our rights.
Stand up to defend your rights to trial. My goodness. Wow. And he mentioned at CPAC, 1920s, if you were a black man in the same case of Richard Jewell, who was the supposedly the Olympic Park bomber. And by the way, just as an anecdotal aside, my wife and I in 1996 were at the Atlanta Olympics in that very park on that very bench 24 hours earlier before that thing happened. Yeah, interestingly enough. Ty Bollinger and I were just in Atlanta Olympic Park just last weekend with Reggie and the gang from Better Way Health, by the way. Interesting. But, yeah, that's a fantastic point to make. And, again, this supersedes Republican or Democrat. It sets the setup of, listen, these are about principles, which, again, where we align with Ron Paul, as Rand Paul is carrying it out in perhaps a more astute manner, because he's winning not only CPAC, but he may be the leading potential candidate, if you will, for president at this point on the Republican side. Now, there are a couple of more clips. I want to skip ahead, Tom. I want to go to clip 11 now. We'll talk about the future harm. You know, it's not about signing it and saying I'm not going to use it, but what about the future? Go ahead, clip 11, Rand Paul.
It isn't just the harm that this president is causing. It's the future harm that he allows by destroying the checks and balances that once restrained each of the branches of government. Progressives, by their own assertion, don't want to be bound by any original intent of the Constitution or its authors. They believe the Constitution is whatever the majority says it is. Progressives believe that a majority may separate you from your rights. Jim Crow, the Japanese internment, today's indefinite detention without trial only occur when we allow our God-given rights to be abridged by a majority vote. Our rights are inherent. They're inseparable from our person.
The tyranny of the majority he's referring to. The tyranny of majority. When you go out and go gaga democracy, 51% can vote the rights away of the 49%. You got to restrain yourself and recognize the Constitution prohibited that. But presidents, both right and left, Republican and Democrat, have abandoned the Constitution in favor of putting their finger to the wind and saying this is what they want, this is what they think they want. We're going to take away all the rights and give them the food that is genetically modified. No, not here, not now, not ever. What is this all about? It's maximizing liberty. We're going to do that by preventing cancer. Top 10 cancer prevention techniques on Fox News. What?
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We've been joking recently about the mainstream media covering stories about health that we actually agree with. And weirdly enough, it's coming primarily from Fox News so that we can, like, change up the Robert Scott Bell Show so we can talk UFOs all day, all night, all the time. You know how much we love to do that. Yeah, here goes another one. Are you ready? And again, Fox News. I blame Carol Alt. We love Carol Alt. A healthy you. By the way, last week's show, she had Dr. Nick Gonzalez on again. What a terrific interview. Put in perspective on what kind of diet is right for you. You know, because we've got religious dogmatists and cultists that say everybody has to be vegetarian and there's everybody has to eat meat. And Dr. Nick is always talking sense. He's like, bioindividuality. You got to find out what's right for each individual. You can't make blanket statements other than the blanket statement that everybody should be eating clean versions of whatever food you decide. Okay? There you go. And also, Mercola's second interview. I saw that. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. I just finally caught up on a Healthy You with Carol Alt on Fox News. She was interviewing him about, what was Mercola's, it was about, now I lost it. What was the last Mercola interview about?
Something having to do with health.
Yeah, of course it was. Now, because I'm already on to this subject, if it comes back to me, I'll let you know. But now I'm already, my mind is already going, no, Robert, you need to talk about the top 10 cancer prevention techniques, substances, things you can do. And this is also at FoxNews.com. And a lot of them we agree with. You know, not all of them are perfect, but the most stunning is what I'll leave you with before we end this segment. But one of the things, the first thing they say is sweat daily. Sweat daily. The power of sweating, that's right, perspiration, detox through the skin. They quote a University of Vermont study saying the fittest men were 68% less likely to develop lung cancer and 38% more or less likely to develop colorectal cancer than the least active men. Exercise regular. Now, if you can't exercise for any reason, the far infrared heat saunas are going to be a way to help you to get that sweat out while we talk about removing heavy metals, fat-soluble toxins. Another aspect on this list, skip anything fried. That's pretty much a no-brainer. They mentioned pomegranate juice, as long as it's not hopped up with corn syrup or other things. Be careful that it's really clean. The screening for cancer, you know, I'm debatable because all the screening techniques, some of them actually cause cancer. And some of them give you the so-called false positives or other things that will lead you into invasive medical procedures that are just as likely to kill you. So it's not a 100% positive piece, in my opinion.
But there are ways to do screening that don't. I mean, we've talked about thermography, for example, right?
Yes, that is true. Yeah, and we would look to do those non-toxic, non-interventionist kind of ways. See, we're non-interventionist even in our physical policy, not just our foreign policy.
You're an isolationist.
No.
Isolationist.
Yeah, you isolationists. No, no. We're trying to help you heal. Snack on blueberries. Just had blueberries this morning. I did. Befriend fiber. Yes, fiber is good. Yeah.
When I first looked at that, I thought it said Bieber. I thought it was...
Bieber?
Befriend Bieber, yeah.
Befriend
That's not
Bieber.
Good for health,
no, yeah. Not good for your health. No, that couldn't be not good. You could end up with tattoos and things you don't want. Get help to stop snoring. They link extreme sleep apnea with a 5 times increased likelihood of dying of cancer than those who sleep well. Sleep, of course, regeneration. So oxygenation during sleep, very important. Stand up. As I do this show, it's stand-up radio, stand-up health talk radio. Don't sit down all day, or if you do, make sure that, you know, every 10, 15, 20 minutes you're getting up and moving. Do some squats.
Yeah, but don't take the park benches out of the parks, though. Keep the park
benches
in the parks. Did you see the reaction we got on Facebook about that story?
Yeah, the parents were really ticked.
Oh,
it's like, you let me sit down if I want to sit down. You know, and I don't know. I don't fall down on the side of removing park benches, except that I do wish that a lot of these parents that I see that are overweight, that are sitting down watching their kids play soccer, would just walk up and down the, you know, the sidelines throughout
but
the game.
It's a choice.
It's a choice,
People
exactly.
Still need to have that
freedom
choice.
Of choice. Freedom of choice. They want you to down the Sunshine Vitamin. I would rather you look up and get the Sunshine Vitamin from Sunshine. Because some of these synthetic forms of D are not that good and can be overtaken, but be careful. Talk with your doctor or healthcare provider about that. And then
drum roll.
This is it. Drum roll, please. This is the this is the piece de resistance. I said it horribly, but this is it. Go nuts! It says everybody go nuts. If you want to prevent cancer, eat 3 Brazil nuts every day, which delivers what? Healthy selenium.
Selenium.
They even quote a Harvard study that found that that amount is associated with a 48% lower incidence of advanced prostate cancer. What I will have you do is call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, and get the food-grown selenium. Take at least 200 micrograms a day like we do here in the Robert Scott Bell Show. So show household. That's what I say. All right. When we come back, weed killer. What does it have to do with gluten intolerance and a lack of gut health? Perhaps everything. We're going to find out.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what are we doing? We're standing up for health freedom, healing liberty. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, 6 days a week, naturalnewsradio.com, gcnlive.com, and all of our affiliates. We're glad to have you on board. RobertScottBell.com. You can actually link to the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, TMBRSV, together, putting it out there about selenium and cancer, about gastrointestinal health. Yes, he said that right, gastrointestinal health. I will be speaking again at Autism One, May this year, in Chicago, on gastrointestinal health, recovering gastrointestinal integrity. We have a big story coming off of Health Impact News relating to things I've related to and talked about for many years. And this gets to the heart of celiac disease, gluten intolerance. Is it the problem caused by wheat or wheat-like products? Or is it a problem of the lack of gastrointestinal integrity? Going back to the first hour, we were talking with David Peterson from the Body Tune-Up Shop about form following function and function following form. If you don't have epithelial integrity, how do you expect to interact with any food, least of all wheat
which has been hybridized so much that it doesn't resemble the wheat, perhaps, of the Bible anymore. But can you eat wheat, organic, hopefully, and doesn't throw you into a major gastrointestinal flux that results in all kinds of neurological aberrations, skin afflictions, anxiety, exhaustion, and on related to the celiac scenario? And we've done shows on celiac disease. The question is, if you restore intestinal integrity, will you now no longer have this gluten intolerance? It's a question I ask. You can call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Gluten sensitivity. Gluten insensitivity. Now, there's a paper that just came out that talked about the toxic effects of the herbicide glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. And they demonstrate how glyphosate adversely impacts on the gut microbiota in conjunction with its established ability to inhibit the activity of cytochrome P450 enzymes and its likely impairment of sulfate transport. This may, in fact, explain a great number of the diseases and conditions that are prevalent in the modern industrialized world. By damaging the gut with this Roundup-ready criminy. Ow, it's awful.
Criminy?
You're creating any number of diseases. Criminy. I didn't know what to say there because I didn't want to cuss. I guess I could have.
Criminy. All right. I like it.
Yeah. It's like Rand Paul quoting Pink Floyd. I just said criminy. I don't know if that's the same criminy. Level of analysis or not. But
criminy,
my
criminy,
gosh.
Crim, 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 crim. Don't take
right, we've got what?
State, because it's bad for you.
Well said, Super Don.
Thank you.
Now,
okay.
And we want to link the glyphosate to all the things that it does. We want to know. You need to know. And we're talking inflammatory bowel diseases. That could be irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis, colitis, Crohn's, etc. Obesity, depression. ADHD, autism, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, MS, cancer, cachexia, infertility, developmental malformations. Remember the form impacted by the function and vice versa. And glyphosate may, in fact, exacerbate or magnify the other nasties that are in the environment. Dietary deficiencies in sulfur. Again, a big reason why we recommend for kids and adults to utilize the One World Way. A lot of reasons to use the One World Way every day. But zinc may be a problem. Too much, too little, getting just the right amount. You got xenobiotics. You can't detoxify these things when glyphosate is present. And what is Roundup in? It's in just about everything. Even the organic foods might be exposed because of the overblown nature of how they're spraying this stuff all over the place. So the question is glyphosate the prime culprit in all of these gastrointestinal, or most of them, many of them, and then everything else that extends from there? It's not unknown here on the Robert Scott Bell Show how gastrointestinal health, or the lack thereof, relates to any and almost every disease, including those within the autism spectrum. What is unknown to much of the medical community is how to repair it. Detoxification. We talked about some of the top 10 cancer preventions last segment, including sweating, far infrared, including selenium. But there wasn't anything that focused, like I do, on GI recovery, restoring form, the proper form, and then having the function follow. Again, like David had said last hour, David Peterson, Body Tune-Up Shop. You can go there and you link through it on the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And what he's doing is a form of muscle activation. What I would do with the big chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal is talk about how do we restore integrity to the epithelial lining of the gastrointestinal tract. We're talking about epithelial activation. The use of the Silver Aloe Protocol with the adjuncts that I recommend in that book. And Better Way Health carries the book now. You can get Unlock the Power to Heal. You can go to unlockthepowertoheal.com and download the ebook if you want it instantaneously. You can go to amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com and get the book. Please, I would ask you, if you like it, you dig it, you learn something good from it, give it a 5-star review. That will help get the book out to a wider audience. And I want to give a special shout out to our friend Jerry Doyle. He's been very supportive, helping me get the word out with each appearance on the Jerry Doyle Show as well. Really great stuff. So glyphosate.
Yeah. Now, what was it I heard about the last Jerry Doyle appearance? You were mm-hmm. naked skydiving while he was doing the interview?
No, I wasn't. I was told specifically by his board op not to skydive naked while I was doing his show. It's kind of like, Tom, do you ever, like, when you bring on our guests, do you ever tell our guests not to skydive naked while they're on the show? Have you ever said that to any of our guests? I don't know if Tom's listening even. That's just too radical of a question.
Tom is at Chipotle again. Damn it.
He's at Chipotle again. Okay. Well, the point is, he was having a rough day, Jerry Doyle, our good buddy. Because the first guest he had, I think this was from last week sometime, the guy was chopping, he heard this chop, 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 chop. He's like, what are you doing? He says, I'm chopping vegetables for dinner. And evidently the guy even cut himself while he's on the air with Jerry. He's like, what is this? I'm interviewing you, you're chopping for dinner. The guest the next hour, he calls them and they can't reach him. The board op's going, hey, we can't, I think we found him. He's just running in from out back. He was in the hot tub and he's naked. And Jerry's going, what is going on here? What the heck? I got to get... Yeah, and it's like, what? And I was scheduled next hour. He's on the air going, what is Robert Scott Bell going to be doing, skydiving? Yeah,
and he actually, in the beginning of the interview, at the very beginning of the interview, when he got you on, he's like, okay, Robert, please tell me, is there anything we need to know that's going on there that's going to be happening while we're doing this interview? Because I've had a heck of a day so far.
Fortunately, there wasn't anything. But then I said, well, that explains why the board op told me not to skydive naked while I was doing your show. By the way, I've never skydived naked, just so you know, in case people are going to go, Robert Scott Bell's the strangest host I ever heard. He skydives naked while he's on other shows. No, I'm not. I didn't say that. So anyway, if you want to hear the interview I did with Jerry Doyle, by all means, go ahead and give a listen to it. We have it, the audio, in as a YouTube. And if you didn't know this yet, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. Sign up for free alerts there as well. We'd appreciate you spreading that word. We do a little bonus material after each day's show, time permitting. And we reveal some things. We get a little silly sometimes, so you have a little laugh with us on YouTube, as well as, of course, all the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So now it is, I don't even remember what we talked about after all of that with Jerry Doyle. Silly stuff, but... we got some good
you were talking
on
about
the power to heal.
There was a story came out. We actually covered this earlier that day on the show about how eating a high protein diet can be as bad as smoking. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was that story. And right. And you know, the thing was, we went into the different diets. How, again, I agree with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. It's not a one diet fits all approach. But I also took to task the paleo people who use the paleo concept as an excuse to eat meat morning, noon, and night with no balance in their diet. Now, I heard from some of the paleo people that say, no, Robert, you misunderstood. That's not what it's all about. And, yes, I realize that that's not what it's all about for you. I'm not criticizing 100% of the paleo people. It's just the ones that have gone gaga crazy over this idea that's all you need. And they reduce their vegetable intake because we recognize that a real paleo person, if you're a caveman, occasionally you would get, you know, you'd take down a big animal. But for the most part, you're eating nuts and berries and seeds and, you know, things that you could dig up and grow or find growing. So it wasn't an attack on all paleos. It's like I said, when Liam and I were on talking about this, how, you know, somebody's bound to get upset. The vegetarians are upset against the meat eaters and vice versa. We don't play that game here.
Well, and
the reality is, we all have to have an intact digestive system.
The study itself was flawed. It was from the very beginning. It was silly. It was debunked by several different people. So it's just one of those things where they just throw something out there into the media and get a bunch of people riled up and people talk about it and stuff, and then it just goes away. So
that's
how it works.
Yeah, exactly. So, listen, we got to get rid of the glyphosate. We got to stop Monsanto. We got to stop Syngenta's, all the biotech, which they say better living through chemistry. It's not. It's degrading our ability to function healthfully on this planet. We've got enough assaults with the things that they spray above us. By the way, 2 days in a row, beautiful blue skies here. You know, how long will that last until they go, oh, wait, too many blue skies in Florida. We better start painting them with chemtrails. So enjoy it while you can, get a clear sky. Also, we talk about radiation leaks from U.S. nuclear plants as well. We've got a lot. This is why we take our selenium every day. This is why we detoxify. We do homeopathy. Remember the EMF detox from King Bio. Also, there are pesticide detox formulas as well. We want to sweat it out. This, again, far infrared or getting out there and exercising, hopefully in a clean environment. And restoring gastrointestinal integrity.
And don't forget about the immune system. Immune modulation, Carnivora.
Yes.
What a product they've got.
By the way, when we speak of immune modulation, you're going to be able to do it. We've got a major announcement on Wednesday, this Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. When we go outside the box, Carnivora is doing a special deal for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. So if you've been holding out to get some Carnivora, we're going to give you some big news starting this Wednesday. Check it out. Sign up for alerts at robertscottbell.com. Our number 866-939-BELL, any time of the day or night. We got a few stories we didn't get to. Maybe we'll do rapid fire healing on the radio on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clovella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's telling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hey, I want to say thanks again to my friend David Peterson with his bodytuneupshop.com. If you didn't hear that interview, go back and listen. He's performed miracles, in my opinion. Although based on some very sound principles and rules of the universe, but oh my gosh, bless you, David Peterson. His number is 727-459-8546. If you want a body tune-up, 727-459-8546, bodytuneupshop.com. Again, unlocktheportoheal.com, the new book by TMB and RSB. Please pick that up or download it, however you want to do it. And, of course, we got Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar and lots more coming up this week. So, Super Don, we're almost out of time here. Do we have time for more stories? Yep. Or just, I'm going to bag it and go out in the sun right now.
Actually, I have a cup. Maybe three different stories still sitting here on the RSB news desk. Just real quickly, yeah. Maybe we can run. Mm-hmm. First one that caught my eye, authorities sure. say that a Florida woman who was 9 months pregnant and her family became ill after eating meat tainted with LSD. Tampa police say doctors induced labor and the woman had a healthy baby boy. The entire family was eventually released from the hospital in good condition. The police say the bottom round steak was purchased from a Walmart in Tampa.
Okay. All right. So my take on this is if you're buying your meat at Walmart, you're probably already on a number of hallucinogens. this is not the place to go for healthy meat. I'm sorry.
No.
Walmart does stuff, everything that comes from China. I don't know if the meat came from China. I don't know if it was tainted from China or something in there. But again, Walmart, not the place to go if you want healthy meat. Now, forgive me if somebody from Walmart has something to say opposite. You can come on the show and tell me where I'm wrong. But, you know, the things that are bought in Walmart, if you've ever been in there to watch what's, no. Your bottom round steak, who knows if it came from the gal that's riding the little scooter on up and down the aisles. I just don't know. So there.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Another story here out of Connecticut. Apparently, Connecticut mm-hmm. could become the first state to curb loud movies under proposed legislation that's drawing opposition from the Motion Picture Association of America. The legislation would prevent theaters from showing a film or preview that exceeded 85 decibels. The Motion Picture Association says that this bill would violate their First Amendment right to free speech by regulating how a movie and trailer is presented because it only applies to movie theaters, not to other venues like rock concerts or sporting events.
All right. Interesting. You know, free speech arguments always come back into the theater. They say you don't have a First Amendment right to yell fire in a crowded theater when there's no fire.
Now they're going to evidently regulate the volume of how loud you can yell fire. If it's over 85 decibels, you're in violation of Connecticut. And our Connecticut listeners, this is how much your government values your ability to determine whether something is too loud or not. Now, when I went to the Foghat concerts in the 1970s, I actually brought cotton that I put in my ears. I was a teenager. But I knew that I wanted to hear the noise and I wanted to be able to hear after the concert. So I'm just thinking, you people in Connecticut, what kind of people are you electing? Or is that the governor? Who's doing that there? That you can't figure out whether the sound is too loud a movie theater to put cotton in your own ears. I don't know. This is just a quick take on the news here, I realize. But.
Yeah. And finally, the results of a survey that was conducted in 2012 was presented just recently at an annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Chicago. And according to this report by the National Science Foundation, about 26% of the 2,200 respondents believe, now get this, the sun revolves around the Earth.
Really? You know who that 26% were made up of primarily?
Who'd that be?
Do you know? Yeah, they were made up of doctors who prescribe statin drugs.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, if this is representative of the American people, 26% still believe that the sun revolves around the Earth. That's insane. But I'll tell you what. Here's an interesting result from the survey. Nearly 90% of the respondents said they believe in the benefits of science, that the benefits of science outweigh any potential dangers.
What was the percent there?
90% believe the benefits of science outweigh any potential dangers. That's scary.
Well, and so it's only 10% have an opposite view?
Yeah, 10% believe that maybe the potential dangers of science would outweigh the benefits.
Well, I think that those are the smart people, particularly now with science becoming a death cult, a religious devotion kind of cult to unconscious advancements in technology, like GMOs. Like I said for years, the scientists that don't invest or involve themselves in the spiritual realms as well are devoid of consciousness and are willing to destroy the world in the name of science, so it becomes very dangerous. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're done for today, but we'll be back tomorrow because the power to heal is still yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.